This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. A Chinese government official on Monday called on the people of Hong Kong to oppose violence and accused some Western politicians of stirring unrest. He also reiterated Beijing's support for Hong Kong's embattled chief executive, Carrie Lam. Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmaker Claudia Mo told reporters those comments were fanning the flames of an already politically divided city.
The vision, the impression of Hong Kong is simply fundamentally wrong. They're so far away from Hong Kong people's real sentiments and demands, and they tried. They made tried to make some feeble attempt to help retain what they assume would be security problems in Hong Kong. But then that wouldn't help the crises, governance and political crisis Hong Kong is facing.
Hong Kong bore the scars on Monday of its eighth straight weekend of violent protests, with hard hats, umbrellas, and water bottles littered across some central streets. California police were searching Monday for a suspected accomplice of the gunman who killed three people, including a six-year-old boy, in a mass shooting at the Garlic Festival south of San Francisco. The attack happened early Sunday evening in the city of Gilroy, where police say the shooter was armed with a rifle. Another 15 people were injured. There were officers present at the festival, and Gilroy Police Chief Scott Smithy said they quickly engaged the suspect and shot him dead. They still have no motive for the attack. Smithy said that the suspected shooter appears to have entered the festival grounds, cutting through the fence. VOA News. President Trump is expanding his attacks after a weekend of bashing a leading black congressman. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says his tweets that Elijah Cummings' majority black Baltimore district is a disgusting mess where no human being would want to live were not racist. Instead, he says Cummings is racist for not helping his constituents. This morning, the president blasted civil rights advocate Al Sharpton, who went to Baltimore to condemn him, tweeting, "Al is a con man, a troublemaker." Sharpton says he'll keep making trouble for bigots.
If he really thought I was a con man, he'd be nominating me for his cabinet.
Aides say the president's comments were hyperbole, but they come after his racist tweets against four congresswomen of color. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump has announced his national intelligence chief, Dan Coats, is resigning after 2 years on the job and frequent policy clashes with the White House. Trump tweeted Sunday that Coats will step down August 15th. He thanked Coats for his great service to our country and said he will nominate Texas Republican Congressman and Trump loyalist John Ratcliffe as his replacement. Coats has been Director of National Intelligence since March 2017. He frequently disagreed with Trump on a number of highly publicized intelligence matters, including U.S. policy toward Russia and North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The personal physician for Alexei Navalny says there is a possibility that the Russian opposition leader has been chemically poisoned. Navalny was serving a 30-day jail term when he was hospitalized Sunday morning after suffering what authorities described as a severe allergic reaction. A Navalny spokeswoman said the Kremlin foe had never experienced an allergic reaction before. Navalny was released from the hospital Monday and returned to prison. He was sentenced last week to 30 days for calling for an unsanctioned protest in Moscow Saturday, during which more than 1,300 people were detained by police, according to an independent group that monitors crackdowns on demonstrations. President Trump Monday signed a bipartisan bill to ensure that a victim compensation fund related to the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001, never runs out of money.
Today we come together as one nation to support our September 11th heroes, to care for their families, and to renew our eternal vow, never, ever forget.
The $7.4 billion fund had been running low, with benefits slashed severely. The legislation signed Monday extends the fund through 2092, essentially providing for first responders for the rest of their lives. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
Bye. best music. Today, the voice of America. VOA.